Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome inside the WEEI studios. It is Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe, that's me, and Andrew Raycroft. Where's my buddy Razor? There he is. We see him live, too. Great to see him up in the beautiful city of Montreal. All ready to go. Impressive, my friend. Impressive. 2 weeks in a row, technology works. And Razor works. Road Razor works in the morning. How you doing, partner in Montreal? I see it's actually a little chillier there than it is here, my friend.
Yeah, we've had snow the last couple of days. So it's winter here, officially. But no, good. All set, ready to go. Saturday night. What gets better than Bruins Montreal than that?
The NHL is a better place when the Boston Bruins and Montreal Canadiens have meaningful games. Now, I know it's early in the season, and I know that nothing has been even close to being settled. I mean, absolutely nothing. But the fact that both the Boston Bruins and Montreal Canadiens are very competitive teams right now makes for the, like I said, the NHL world a better place. You experienced it as a player, now as a broadcaster. There is a difference when one team, and this is kind of obvious, isn't that good. And one team succeeds a lot more than the other because then the rivalry becomes, it's fun because it's this, but it's not the same when games matter. And both teams, Razor, in this actual instance, not only good, but both coming off losses that they're going to want to get back at it. Especially Montreal, they got their butts kicked 7-0 at home the other night.
No question, and someone will know out there, but we were going over it. When was the last time the Bruins and Canadians played for first place on a Saturday night 20 games into the season? It's been a while.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to getting down the rank. There's going to be a buzz. There's a buzz. Everybody, of course, in Montreal talks about the Canadians, but they pay attention to the Bruins here too, and they thought they weren't going to be that good, and now they are, and we have a game tonight, and it's no question it's great for the NHL, especially here in Canada, to have these two teams playing an important game right now.
Did you have enough snow in Montreal that it's noticeable, or was it just the snow came down and, you know, it's gone now? Like, is there snow on the ground there?
There was already snow on the ground. The snow that came yesterday didn't really stay. It wasn't like the plows were out, but it was on your jacket when you walked into the hotel.
So you're still not going to walk to the rink, right? You're still going to take the bus.
I'll definitely take the bus there this morning. I'll probably walk home today. It's close. It's close. An easy walk. Yes. It is an easy walk. But again, like I tell you all the time, I'm not trying to find the door in the morning. So I'll get on the bus and I'll walk in with everybody.
Such a player. I don't want to get lost. And I don't blame you. But Montreal is one of the great cities. And I go back to and Toronto, too, with regard to arena in the downtown area that is walkable. The antithesis is where you were the other night in Ottawa. Oy. I mean, not a fan. I'm not. Have never been of that location, that even the arena. I mean, it's a crappy place for what you were doing the other night inside the doing TV from there. I've done hundreds. I don't know about hundreds. I've done a boatload of games from that rink. It seemed like always in the 07, 06, 07, 08. Remember when Ottawa was really good, Daniel Alfredson, et cetera, that crew, and Spezza and all, versus, actually it was OLN and then versus, and NHL Network used to send me there all the time, Razor, all the time. Yeah. I don't know. It probably says not a lot about me. that rink, it was like The Shining. The hotel I'm assuming where you stayed at, is out. There was nothing out there, folks. Nothing in Ottawa. And then they built this arena because it was basically free. It used to be called Kanata. Now it's called Ottawa, as it was annexed. And then, anyways, there was nothing out there. There was like one restaurant, and I'm not exaggerating. A bar that was like 1960s, whatever. And then, anyways, the rink was there. There was nothing to do. And then that, I don't feel like, what do you think of the vibe at that rink? What do you think?
And there, it was, I mean, there had to have been at least 5,000 seats empty too.
Yeah.
Right.
How's that?
It's just it's a bizarre place. And when you go, thankfully we went from Ottawa to Montreal and not the other way around. Cause right. Yeah, the mood around here is much better for guys like me to go out to dinner and hang out. It's much, much easier.
Yeah. And I'm not going to use that as the excuse for the Bruins' loss the other night, their first loss in 7 games, because, you know, they were self-inflicted wounds in that game. We talked about it. You guys talked about it on the air. But I don't know. It's all right. I'm not bashing out. Actually, the city of Ottawa, it's quiet. It's quaint. It's nice. I got no issue. I'm just talking about the vibe of the arena and stuff. Not my favorite. The worst part is you got that bus ride from there to the airport. But anyways, the Bruins lose on Thursday, 5-3. By the way, Razor, every game this past week, a week where the Bruins only, I put in air quotes, only because if you can't see me since we're on radio now, only, but maybe on Twitch, but they only had 3 games. Imagine that, a week with just 3 games in the NHL. It's crazy with how many the Bruins have played. And every game, Razor, was by the score of 5-3. They beat Toronto twice, 5-3. Then they lose to Ottawa, 5-3. A game that they're down 3-1 in on Thursday. Not playing great, but you know what? They come back, and it didn't feel, again, desperate. It was a third period, early onslaught by the Bruins. Kastelic ties it up. Things are going well. But then that's the danger of playing from behind regularly. All it takes is that one more mistake, and, you know, we'll go to the fourth goal just to get to it here. Hampus Lindholm's breakout pass to, like, attempted to Corrali, whatever, leads to discombobulation, and then the Bruins get scored on. It was too easy. And so that's what that game, I don't know. I guess that's the danger. You come back, you got to at least get a point. That's the game, Razor, where I'm looking at, I'm like, you got to get a point out of this, and they don't.
Yeah, that's the one disappointment, I suppose, of the Bruins' record right now at 11-8. You can go through, there's at least three of these games they should have brought to overtime and gotten more points, and that was one of them in Ottawa the other night. They were just so determined to get back into the game after the late goal in the first period, especially put them down 2-0, really in a hole. And they battled. They really battled, and they got themselves right where you wanted to be, and off a set breakout as well. It wasn't a penalty. It wasn't a power. It was a self-inflicted wound that got you at the end. So there's a frustration level there. I think the other side of it is, when you win 7 in a row in this league, it just kind of evens out, and that's typically how you lose on a long streak, whether you get blown out or you do it to yourself at the end to mess the streak up or to lose the streak. So the Bruins, now it's a matter of, okay, we got to get back on the horse. We can't lose 6 in a row like we did. We can't be streaky anymore. I think that's going to be the message. That would be my message. If I was the coaching staff this afternoon, is we don't want to be a streaky team. We've done it. We've gotten us to 11-8. We've gotten ourselves in a playoff spot, but we can't be streaky anymore. no more two losses in a row.
617-779-7937 if you're interested in chatting with us. We already got a few calls that are coming, and we'll get to them. Be patient. Razor and I got to catch up since it's Road Razor right now. So we got to make sure that we get the most out of him. And we'll take some calls probably coming up next segment, but we'll get to him. But Razor, you bring up streakiness. Streakiness from a player's perspective. Why do teams, boy, does this maybe sound like a dumb question, but I'll ask it. Why do they fall into streaks? Because we're seeing it actually around the league. Is it this year because of the amount of games happening so quickly? Is it because teams get into their own heads? Is it because guys just can't mentally or physically keep up whatever, you know, they need to? I mean, let's talk about streaks for a moment, because the whole Eastern Conference seems pretty darn streaky this year so far, what we've been seeing.
No, they really do. And I think that's what it is. I think it's the schedule. I think it's the way you're playing five at home and then you're going out and playing five on the road. I think, again, you look back at what started the Bruins streak on the loss side was Vegas, Colorado, Utah in about 3.5 days. That's an easy three games in a row to lose. It just, they're very good teams. And so I think that's what's happening more so this season. But I also think it's just the parity of the league as well, where everybody's good. There is no easy ones, especially in the Eastern Conference right now. But you look even in the West. I mean, Calgary is by far the worst team in the league. But after that, you've still got tough outs. And St. Louis isn't supposed to be good, but they're, you know, they can win. Yeah. Vancouver versus St. Minnesota. So I think that's part of it as well, is you get a tough week of games, you get a flu, you get a couple injuries, and you've got three games in 4 days, and you've lost three in a row, and you didn't even know what happened.
Yeah, I'm saying the same thing. I think the mental aspect of it, I keep hearing that the guys love playing games, you know, and I know that. We know that, right? We've been around it. We understand that. They love playing games. But I think if you're catching a team when you're playing your third and fourth that's just playing, they say they're second and four or five, I think there's a big difference. And I think mentally they just can't, you can't feel that amped up all the time in this short period of a time. Now, tonight's game in theory, boy, I don't want to jinx it, partner, but tonight's game in theory should be one of those games, given just the buildup, given where the game is being played. And I, by the way, I'd say the same thing is being played in Boston. I'm just saying you guys are on the road. But given all that, and given the situation for both teams, coming off losses, highly, ranked teams, like you said, both vying for playoff or top spot in the Atlantic, and image and everything. And it's one of these, I hate using measuring sticks so early, but we're not even at 20 games played yet, but we're close to it, right? We're there. This is one of those games that you get amped up for. We've seen some other games where we've had, as we like to call them, nothing burgers in first periods because they just can't go. I kind of feel like after two games against Toronto where the Bruins' antenna was up, more or less, not always they played pretty darn well against Toronto. They, especially in first periods, Razor, they outshot them like 26-12 or something like over the two games. I mean, they came out ready. They were really good at 5-on-5 both games. I kind of feel like that Thursday game also had the old, that deep breath or exhale, you know, and what are we going to do here against Ottawa? A team that's good, by the way. They're good. When they play right way, they're good. And the Bruins, I just don't think they were mentally ready for that game.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of that, and there shouldn't be any of that for both teams. Again, coming off a loss, the schedule's been perfect for both teams. Just every other day this week, both teams practiced normally yesterday, so it wasn't like neither of these teams is coming in from New York after a game last night, and no pregame skate, etc. So, you're right. There should be a lot of juice. Montreal has got outscored 12-1 in their last two home games this week. So they have they've got a chip on their shoulder, no question. And a little bit of doubt too, which is the beautiful thing for the Bruins, because you can encourage that doubt with that jump and with that great start that you're looking for. And again, the coaches, the players have to realize they didn't start well Thursday. They started really well the two games before that. They have to get back to that to get winning again.
You mentioned those last two losses for Montreal. Dallas was the last game, 7-0. They scored the touchdown, just went for one, the kick, not the extra two. And the L.A. Kings came in the previous game, so two Western Conference teams. L.A. Has been phenomenal on the road, not so good at home, but and they showed Montreal that. Montreal's suffering some injuries. We'll win the last game and some doubt in net. We'll get to that later here on Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. All right. Coming up in a moment, we're going to have our guy David Azer, with trending on What's Now. The number again, 617-779-7937. We got Depot. We got Maria. We got them waiting. You want to jump in, folks, with them. We'll take some calls late next segment. We'll do that. But for now, again, we are going to go to David Azer to hear what's trending now on Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up on what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Bruins are on the road tonight to play the Canadiens at 7 p.m. They'll look to get back in the win column after falling to the Senators on Thursday night. The Bees are 11-8 on the season so far. The Celtics are back in action tomorrow afternoon against the Clippers. Tip-off is set for 3:30. Boston College football is preparing to face Georgia Tech at 3:30 p.m. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. Boston College men's basketball takes on Temple at 2 p.m. today. The call of this game will be on WEEI AM 850. Boston College hockey heads to Amherst to play the Minutemen after beating them 7-3 last night. Coverage of the game begins at 6:45 p.m. on WEEI AM 850. The Bills are hosting the Buccaneers at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. They'll look to bounce back after losing to the Dolphins last week. The Patriots sit atop the AFC East at 9-2 after their Thursday night victory, while the Bills are in second place at 6-3. I'm David Azer. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, getting back at it here. Saturday morning, Bruins get set to take on the Montreal Canadiens Saturday night. 6 o'clock pre, 7 o'clock, a couple of minutes after seven because it's hockey night in Canada. Puck drop, everything on Nesson tonight. It's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. Razor, Road Razor becomes Ringside Razor in Montreal. What's your go-to meal, Razor, in Montreal? You have? Did you get something that you really wanted on Friday night? Or are you going to be heading out pregame to take care of?
You need to get a poutine. So yeah. I did that for lunch yesterday. That was lunch.
Nice.
And then went to dinner with the equipment guys last night, which is awesome.
So, always fun.
Those guys are the best. So we did that.
I don't know if people understand, if they've heard enough, how awesome, well, in particular, the Bees equipment guys are, but in general, how important the equipment guys and the trainers are to the players in the NHL, Razor. Can you explain it quickly? They're the bartenders. They're the, if I had hair, I'd call them the hair, the barbers, you know. And I mean, they know everything, see everything, and they are incredibly valuable.
That most valuable. They're a huge part of the culture too.
Yeah.
Right. They're a huge part of the mechanics of the dressing room and of course they work harder than everybody else. But no, they're vital to the players and essentially everything you need in the league goes through them.
Right.
And so you exactly. have to ask them for something basically every single day. And they never say no, and they always find a way, and they just figure things out. They MacGyver everything all the time. And so yeah, for me, it's that's, you know, I'm not a player anymore. So I don't do player dinners. So now that I'm on the road, you know, it's nice to be able to hang with those guys again.
It's great. And they are so well respected. So that's a great spot on a Friday night in Montreal. Going out with the trainers, I'm sure, would be fun. Just to go over some numbers we like to do here on Saturday morning brew with Jaffe and Razor. Since that Colorado win, going back to October 25th, a 3-2 win, they're 10 games played, 8-2-0. Both losses at Ottawa. Coincidence? I don't know. Ottawa may have their number this year, Razor. It might just be that thing. Ottawa's I don't know if they're really good. I don't know about, but they're good. They're a good team. Yeah. They're aggressive. They pressure the defense an awful lot.
And they're good at home. And good news is Bruins don't go back there again.
Right. Good point. They've played them 3 out of 4 times now. They don't play them again until later in the season. In those 10 games where they're 8-2-0, the power play is 9-for-30. Their PK is given up. Remember, 9 goals as well. I'm pretty sure 26-for-35. They gave up 4 power play goals last time they were in Ottawa. Not last night or 2 nights ago, but the previous time, the night they got shellacked 7-2. But, you know, if you look at the power play too, that one game they had 3 against Toronto. So they kind of spread them out, but they each had one game where they were heavy in each regard. It's a good stretch. Obviously, it's a really good stretch. Now it's time to get back on another good stretch starting tonight with the Montreal Canadiens. Then you have another conference game on Monday, right back at it at home against Carolina before you hit the road. So these two games, I don't know if they carry more weight, but at least they feel like that. So time to get back at it here. Let's talk quickly about David Pastrnak, Morgan Geeky. This week, David Pastrnak hits 400 goals. We talked it about during our weekly podcast, Morning Brew, Jaffe and Razor, midweek. About Pasta and where he's at in 400, then scores 401. How about the duo, though? Morgan Geeky and David Pastrnak, they both score in the game against Ottawa. They've been involved in just about every goal, I think every goal this past week that each of others has scored. Are we seeing the genesis, the beginning of this? You know, we've had some great pairs here in Boston watching players. You know, we work with Barry Peterson. He and Nifty were a great pair for a couple of years, right? We know that. Mm-hmm. Are we seeing that here we go, this is a legit dynamic duo again wearing the spoke B?
I think it's been long enough that we could say that. I agree. We're at 11 months now, 10 or 11 months, and they haven't taken their foot off the gas since they got going. And they're getting better. They're figuring each other out even more. They're making different plays than they did at the start of their duo-ship last season. and they're evolving. So I think it's safe to say that. I think that what makes it a little different in some of the duos before is that they both can score. It's not just a straight Batman and Robin. It's they're both making plays and they're both scoring the goals, which makes it interesting and not quite as traditional as Adam Oates to Brett Hull or Adam Oates to Cam Neely for that matter.
Yep.
Here in Boston. It's not, again, Joe Thornton, Glenn Murray, and then you have Berge and Marshy were much different than these two guys as well. So it's a duo, and it's a duo that the Bruins have leaned real heavily on, and they continue to produce.
Well, that's the thing. I was going to say, yet and the opponent has every opportunity in the world to lean heavily into them too, right? Because that's their focus. That's their pregame. That's their pregame video. These guys. Now, Hustinov, I'll give the kid credit. He has done well so far, partner, in the middle, taking over for Elias Lindholm. Obviously going to have to keep it up. Huge test for him tonight, if only because the spotlight of Montreal and, again, being on their own. They're going to be facing some pretty good players up front. Nick Suzuki, Cole Caulfield. We'll see who they match that lineup against, who the Canadians go match up with. Since they're the home team, they get the right to choose. But, you know, the Bruins, I think the best news for these guys right now is that the depth of scoring, the amount of scores in the last couple of, probably 2 weeks, has been phenomenal. It's been upwards of multi or double digit, unique scores, which is phenomenal. But these guys continue, Geeky and Pasternak continue to come through. They are very creative. It's, you know, why I think they're a duo now, because it looks so easy. And I don't mean that it is easy. I'm saying that it looks like the chemistry is, it's not thinking anymore. It's knowing where each other is going to be. And I think that's when you get to the ability to say, yes, this is a dynamic duo, given that. Nothing is forced. It's all just, that goal the other night, what a gorgeous 3-on-2. You said it perfectly, right? Hustinov, left side, over to the right side, to Pasternak, busting through the middle seam, was Geeky with a stick on the ice. And you say, oh, that's easy. No, it's not. They made it look easy. And I think that's where I can say, yeah, they're legit.
Yes. Yeah, and they're just so impactful on a nightly basis. And then the other thing that makes a great duo, you brought up Hustinov, is the ability to have that third person and elevate them no matter who they are. And they've done that with Hustinov. Hustinov himself is elevated, but those two guys around him have played off of him and allowed him to be impactful as well.
I'm not going to get into it just yet because I don't think it's happening just yet. But the question is starting to percolate. What do you do now with Hustinov once Elias Lindholm comes back? But Elias isn't ready to come back yet, so let's not go there just yet. Okay, we don't have enough time. But I think it's something that we start thinking about. Do you start considering different? Listen, you never know what's going to happen once Elias is ready to come back in the middle. But there's just questions. There's definitely questions. Just a couple of numbers, Razor, for Pasternak this last week. 4 goals, 2 assists. He's played over 20 minutes in 5 of the last 7 games. Geeky, in his last 5, 3 goals, 4 assists. He's got 12 goals, 18 points this season, does Morgan Geeky. Last year, through his 19 games, first 19, let's not forget he was scratched in early on in the season. But in his first 19, Razor, 2 goals, 3 assists. For 5 points. So the metamorphosis of Morgan Geeky, it cannot be, that's facts right there, that's numbers. It just can't be, it's really a great story for a young player of, you can be not good and not confident in 1 month of the season, and it doesn't matter, your season can still change, your outlook can still change. And Morgan Geeky now, and it, has just blossomed into this legit NHL high-level goal scorer. And last year, in his last 55 games, he had 51 points. Just amazing. An amazing turnaround renaissance for that guy.
I don't know. There's got to be someone that's had one in history, or at least in the last 20 years, or in this generation of the last 10 years, but I don't recall it. And I don't recall playing with anyone who's transformed this much. There's lots of guys that struggled or healthy scratched and they became great third liners. But again, I don't recall a guy getting scratched, struggling, not scoring, to all of a sudden being the leading goal scorer in the National Hockey League for
a period,
a 10-month period.
Yeah.
Like, not just a couple of weeks.
Right.
To do it for this long, I don't recall. It's a great story. It's just an awesome story of perseverance and will, and he's a great guy.
He's a great
teammate. The guys all love him. He's great to everybody around the team, and everybody is happy for him.
They have a lot of, what I like about this team, they have a lot of thoughtful guys. Now, maybe it's easier to be more thoughtful when you're winning. But Morgan's always been thoughtful, even when he was struggling last year. But they have a lot of thoughtful speakers, a lot, you know, Kastelic's that way. Who doesn't love Mark Kastelic? He is kicking ass this year, too. I mean, literally and figuratively, he is doing it, Razor. But Geeky's thoughtful. You know, Nikita Zadorov is thoughtful. You listen to him, you chuckle at some of the things he says, but he's very thoughtful. They've got an awful lot of that. And maybe it's, you know, I don't know if it's coincidence. Maybe it's just type of players they're looking to bring him. But it's really good to be around those guys because they're legit convos, right? And I know you get to sit down and you chat with the goalies an awful lot. You guys understand each other. You speak each other's language an awful lot. And those guys, you know, Sway's very thoughtful. And Korpisalo is too. He's shorter. Doesn't speak as much, I guess, but when he says, it's very poignant, I believe. So it's fun. And they're veterans. Maybe that's what I'm getting at. They're vets and they get it. Let's take two calls here. Let's take, because I want to get to the defensive pairs that we're going to see a change, or at least we expect to. But let's take a couple of calls here because we got them right now. We'll start with Maria. Maria wants to talk to us here on Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Go figure. Maria's up first.
I'm an early riser, just like you guys.
We know. Yes, we know.
Thank you. Just a rhetorical question. Did you guys have any problem with the guys coming off the bench when Pasta scored his 400th goal? Because I know there's been some criticism about that, and I just don't understand why we can't celebrate those things and why we can't have fun watching this game. And my second question is, tonight, I would like to see Zadorov, Jeannot, and Kastelic set a physical tone to the game, because Montreal does have a lot of young players, but is there a risk of that backfiring, knowing what we know about how calls sometimes get made in Montreal?
Thank you, Maria. I'll start with the physical end of it, because the Bruins did not come out with physical presence in Ottawa until the second period, Razor, right? When Kastelic, Jeannot, you had a, you know, Kastelic, again, as I said, very thoughtful. You interviewed him after the first, right? And he was breathing his way through it. And he's like, we have to get back to doing certain things. And I'm again, paraphrasing here. That line came out and absolutely put the shoulder pads to use and set the tone to start the second period. And that changed the game, right? It at least in my eyes, it did. Now, tonight, you're going into Montreal. They have a darn good power play. You know, they're right up and they're on the same as the Bruins, 25%. You got to be smart about it, but I think you absolutely have to come out and be physical. It's part of the Bruins' grind identity.
It is. They're built for forecheck and pressure and body and physicality, and they have to wear teams down like the Montreal Canadiens, like the Ottawa Senators. They have to make it hard, and there's no question that Kastelic and Jeannot changed the tenor of the Senators game and got the team back into it with that physicality. So that has to be present right away tonight. I expect it to against Montreal, and again, being Saturday night, etc. There isn't anyone in the league, though, you can get away with taking six penalties and expecting to win either. So of course, those guys are on that line all of the time, but that's what their game is, and they've got to figure out how to toe the line.
And tonight, Montreal missing some players. Alex Newhook is going to be out for a long time, former BC Eagle, with broken ankle, right? And he's going to be out. Caden Gooley's out for a while, too. Big, strong defenseman for them. He's 6'3", 202. He's out. They've got some tougher guys, you know, Struble's being physical, Carrier, defenseman, not huge, but he'll be physical. It's funny, like I he's not big, but I always feel like he's involved in stuff. Chekai is the big guy, literally 6 foot
This is him at 6'4", 240. Holy smokes. He feel like he's gotten bigger. But I expect them to be physical. By the way, the VL penalty early on in the game, Bruins did have a really good first shift. That wasn't a penalty. Did you
catch? No, it was the other stick. You could see the white tape, not the black tape.
Right.
It was, you know, but can't challenge it.
You can't challenge it.
Yeah, poor VL. Right. That's the guy that the ref doesn't really know very well, not getting the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. You can, by the way, before I get to the other part of Maria's comment question, you can, as an official, if the other guy came up and said, hey, I think that was the other stick, they could overturn it. I just don't think anybody else clearly saw it, given where it took place. But the TV angle had it clear. Regardless, we move on. The other thing about the celebration, we talked about that during the week, Razor, about during the show quickly. I asked you if I said in passing, would you go? And you said, yeah, you see everybody else do it. It's new age, though, right? We didn't see it even a few years ago.
No, it's – and 400's probably a little early, to be quite honest. 500's better for me. Definitely can't do it at 300 or 200.
Right?
Like, there is a slippery slope when it comes to it, but we've already kind of crossed that bridge with the tribute videos.
Oh, gosh.
Guys that played 50 games with a team some of the other – get off your lawn moments that the NHL's had. So again, 400's close for me. I'd rather 500, but they did it. And the fact that it wasn't completely criticized league wide tells me that, you just kind of have to let it go and look the other way.
Right. But 400's got to be it. That's got to be the limit.
Oh, yeah, that's the limit. It can't be 300.
Let's take another quick. he scored his 10th. Let's call up Depot. Depot, let's welcome you to Saturday Morning Brew with Chaffee and Razor.
Good morning, guys. When Casey Mittelstadt went down, I thought they might call up Matei Blumel because of the fellow countryman to play with Zaka. He had more points and a better plus-minus down in Providence. Do you think they called up Steves, who's been playing well because he brings a more physical and aggressive game and because of the way he was performing in camp for the Bruins?
3,000,000%, Depot. Yep. Thanks for the call. Absolutely. Camp for those guys matter. It matters for everybody, but there are certain guys that get more runway than others. But camp for a guy like Steve's, brought in after a really good run with the Maple Leafs / Marlies organization for multiple years, parts of 4 years that he was there. He came in, and I've said this on regular shows that Razor and I do, he was the most physical in training camp of all of those guys. Did that make him the best of them? No, but he played, this is a guy that would score over 60 points regularly in the American League, if not more than that. But he came into camp and showed that he's willing to do everything possible to stay up. Now, he didn't, but he continued to score at enough of a clip and to play with more than enough physical presence down in the American League that they said, this is what we want. A little bit more veteran. I mean, Blumel's not, and I want to see him succeed. I want to see him put up a boatload of points, Razor. But he's not a 19, 20-year-old kid either, right? I mean, he's a little bit older as well. So it wasn't like they said, well, I know there were some people, oh, we should call up Lysel. No, you're looking for a left shot. You're looking for that guy. This isn't the right time to call up Fabian Lysel or somebody like that. There was no spot for Matt Patra. You want to keep Zaka in the middle right now. So I felt like it was either Steve's or Blumel, but Steve's absolutely earned it with his physical presence in camp. I think that's where I felt that he stood above.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just add one small thing to that too, is you have a coach in Marco Sturm who's only seen these guys once, and that was training camp. So that's his only way of evaluating. He hasn't been down to Providence. He hasn't watched. Of course he gets reports, but as a coach, you call a guy up that you believe in and yourself that you've seen with your own eyes, and you take the other information, but he saw Steve do it better than everybody else, and that's what makes it obvious. Yep.
All right, we're going to go to break in a minute or two, but coming up after the break, Razor, we'll touch on what we expect to have a new D pair for the Montreal Canadiens game. So we'll hit on Mason Lowry, Jonathan Aspero, Henry Jokiharju. We'll touch on that. We'll touch on the Montreal Canadiens, give you a little bit more of an in-depth kind of preview breakdown of their game. And I also want to quickly get to Nikita Zadorov,
and Max Domi, if only because that was a what I thought was a fun moment from the week, and just seeing that, and then Nikita's reaction. So we got a lot of stuff to come up to. The Boston Bruins head into Montreal tonight. They play the Montreal Canadiens first time this season. Pregame at 6 on Nesson, 7 o'clock, I think 7:15 or 7:17 to be exact, is the Hockey Night in Canada face-off. But make sure you tune in. We're going to have a bunch of fun stuff in pre, and then Razor and the guys on the road bringing in Boston and Montreal in a game that, again, really rekindles the rivalry in the sense that both teams are good and both teams battling for first in the Atlantic. All right, so coming up after the break, we got one more segment. You're listening to Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor here on EE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. Plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. That was a creative way from Big Nikita to have a little, I think, fun with Max. Again, a thoughtful answer, too, Razor. I mean, you know, this is my buddy, my little buddy, who I give the kid credit to. I don't think it was the right time in the game, considering that Toronto had gotten a little juice going in the game. Maybe he felt that Nikita, maybe he knew that Nikita actually wouldn't fight him. Maybe that's why he did it there. But he was doing the old reach up and reach up because you had a five. I mean, Max Domi, I think, is listed at 5'11". I don't think, by the way, if this was Ty, it would be a whole different story. His dad.
Yes.
Who could fight the biggest of bigs by getting inside. And his head could take hits like almost nobody else I've ever seen. The forehead of Ty Domi was literally chisel, right? It was. I don't know how he did it. And Max, you give an A for effort there. But Nikita and Max played together in the 13-14 season in the OHL.
They won a Memorial Cup championship with that London Knights team in 2012-2013. They had some good players on that team.
Oh.
Ole Mata, NHLer. Bo Horvat, NHLer. Nikita Zorov, NHLer. Max Domi, NHLer. Jesus. Dakota Mermis, NHLer now. Going through the list, I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah.
Oh, Anthony Stolarz, yep. NHLer. One of the three goalies. Okay, not a bad. That's a wagon as far as the OHL goes. It goes right there. But it was a smart play, right, by Zadorov. I mean, he showed restraint, helped his team get, and they scored on the ensuing power play.
Yeah, iced the game with it. Again, we've talked all season about how Zadorov's played within himself and been such a boon to this team. And just when he does do that, he's so effective. And that was just another way of him doing that. The physicality, of course, that he brings. And yeah, his answer is, you know, he gets a little shot in about how small he is at the end. But before that, it all makes, you know, it's very self-explanatory when he gives it and breaks it down.
All right, I quickly want to talk defense. Let's take one more call. We got Tom from Hanover. Tom, you want to join us here on Saturday Morning Brew with Jeff and Razor? Let's make a quick question and we'll get to it.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Big fans. Big fan. And listen, as far as Ty goes, they said you'd rather hit his helmet than his head back in the day.
Oh. All right, real quick, what do you got?
Yeah, what's going on with McAvoy? It seems over the year, I've been watching, you know, him this whole career. What's going on? He used to be a big hit almost daily, almost nightly. You know, you'd get a big hit, open ice hit, hit against the boards. He got suspended, not suspended, but he got fined a couple of years ago, and it seems ever since then he's kind of toned it down. Just looking for that big hit. And overall, I don't think he's playing that well, to be honest with you.
All right, thanks, Tom, for the call. McAvoy and Zadorov, you know, he's been, I feel like McAvoy's been much more physical and engaged, less thinking, more playing as he's played with Zadorov, Razor. Would you agree? It has stabilized him and stabilized the D as well. And Hampus coming back, we know, is huge. But that pair, too, has worked better than I actually at first thought it might, my friend.
Yes. Yeah, it has. But I think it's, you know, again, it's just the way Nikita's played, again, goes back to playing within himself. When, again, at times last season when he was on his own, he tried to do too much, try and push. This way they're playing off each other really well. And then Lindholm and Peak do a great job. And then you saw a lot of Lindholm, Zadorov. You see that get mixed up depending on the game and depending on the situation, the face-off. I noticed more in Ottawa where Lindholm and Zadorov were out there together, or, you know, Peak and McAvoy, or just kind of mixed up Lindholm and McAvoy.
Yep.
They're mixing that top four around quite a bit.
What about Charlie though? He actually talked about early in the year that he wasn't going to be looking for the big hit as much.
Yep.
And I do think he was thinking much too much early on in the season instead of just flowing. I think we're seeing more flow now. Right. I think that we're seeing more flow. We see that Four Nations McAvoy and it makes you salivate. It was absolute beast mode McAvoy. I don't think he can play that way every game, but can you find a happy medium?
Yeah, you definitely have to. I think, again, the season's long. I think Charlie's season's going to be extra long with the Olympics. I'm okay with him not trying to lay guys out on a Tuesday night against Toronto. Mm-hmm. The game's different. You can do it a different way. I think when the time comes, he'll bring it on certain nights. My thing with the back end is still the fact that the lack of scoring. They've got great depth scoring, like we talked about throughout the lineup, but they've only got three goals from the back end. Mm-hmm. And Charlie's 0-14. I'd like to see that find a way, because there's 11 defensemen in the league that have more than three goals, and the Bruins as a team have three goals from the back.
So perfect segue. Perfect segue, yeah. Partner. Sorry to interrupt, but we're getting close on time. So tonight, Mason Lowry stays in the lineup. Jonathan Aspero re-enters the lineup now, Razor, after a couple games out. Kid who grew up in suburban Montreal, I think 30, 40 minutes away at most. He's going to get his opportunity to play. Now, he's going to flank on the right side with Lowry, and that looks like, at least, folks, Henry Jokiari, who I did not like his game last game. I thought he struggled, hesitated with the puck, et cetera. He's going to come out of the lineup.
is that part of the hope? Or, you know, have you seen enough from Lowry these last couple of games? You're like, okay, let's try and get him back on a regular run.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I think so. But you're also doing it just for again, team morale, team culture, guy's hometown, he gets a chance to actually play it. You do that. So that makes it special. And that brings energy to your team when you have guys like that popping into the lineup. So that's a big part of it as well.
Speaking of energy, I mentioned Mark Kastlik's name earlier. I just want to go over something with him real quick before we wrap up this Saturday morning brew. With Ottawa, in 144 games, he had 25 points. And I know we don't base his game all on points rates, but with Boston in 80 games, now he's been injured a bit last year, he has 21 points. He's playing the most he's ever played in the NHL on average, 13-plus minutes. He's actually played more, you know, recently as he's been elevated to the third liner. 58% on his faceoffs when he comes in. This is another guy like a Geeky. I am not saying he's going to start scoring like a Morgan Geeky, but I think, or at least I sure hope, partner, that he's finding that mid-20s kind of, you know, coming out party, so to speak, as an NHL, you know, maybe a third liner, maybe. For sure a great fourth liner, but you can bump him up and down right there between third and fourth line.
No, I believe all of those. The experience, the more responsibility, him understanding, and he's getting better. He's far from a finished product. He's big and strong and continues to work on that. He's so disciplined. And he's getting more of an opportunity. He's one of, just a little bit of a late bloomer, not being a 20-year-old being able to do it, but most guys aren't. So I think he's getting into a sweet spot, and I think that's why you're seeing the step he's taking again.
He doesn't have to fight, but he enjoys the fight, and he will let it come to him now. He doesn't, as a youngster, look for it as much, but he's ready and willing to do it if need be. He and Janot perform a nice duo, left wing, right wing. All right, Razor. Get yourself ready, partner. Head over to Bell Center tonight. Montreal, 10-5-2, takes on the Boston Bruins, 11-8-0. Teams battling for the top spot in the Atlantic. 6 o'clock pregame on Nesson. Game will be a little bit after 7 on Nesson. Razor's there. We'll be in the studio. We can't wait. Thank you for joining us this morning on Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Looking forward to a fun one tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.